And in its 15th day, the government shutdown really is affecting everyone, even us radio people. Today was supposed to be the first day that nonprofit groups could apply for a low-power radio license from the Federal Communities Commission. But the government shutdown is putting the application process on hold. Catherine Davis brings us the story.
KX93.5, Laguna's only FM.
KXRN is a non-commercial radio station in Laguna Beach, but you won't hear it on your car radio if you drive too far out of the area. KXRN is an LPFM station. LP stands for low-powered. It's an FCC-licensed station, it just doesn't broadcast very far. And that's the way KXRN founder Tyler Russell likes it.
The only other option down here is to listen to an LA station, and it just doesn't relate to where we live.
The station's FCC low-power FM license is not very common. In fact, among community radio enthusiasts, it's highly coveted. The FCC gives out very few of them. In the 1990s, station ownership restrictions were lifted. Since then, media consolidation has led to bigger and bigger stations.
Whether you're in New York City or Kansas or Philly or, you know, rural Montana, you're listening to the same radio formats. The reason community radio is so important is that it allows, you know, local organizations, you know, to reclaim the airwaves.
That's Sanjay Jolly from the Prometheus Radio Project. Groups like Prometheus have been campaigning to get the FCC to issue more LPFM licenses for 15 years. In 2011, President Obama signed the Local Community Radio Act, which paved the way for the FCC to start giving out 100-watt licenses to nonprofit, commercial-free stations. That was set to begin today. The FCC was scheduled to start taking hundreds of applications for LPFM licenses from October 15th through the 29th. This was expected to be one of the biggest expansions in broadcasting in U.S. history. Only one problem.
You can't mail one in. It's something that you had to do online. Right now, we can't even see our applications to work on them.
That's Chris Randolph, director of South Philadelphia Community Radio. He was planning to apply for an FCC license. He even started an Indiegogo campaign to raise money for his station. But the government shutdown has left his station's application in limbo. Randolph sees a big need in Philadelphia for smaller stations. Large stations, he says, miss the mark sometimes.
Those are radio stations which are simply never going to have any interest whatsoever in looking at a very local political campaign or announcing your flea market, your fundraiser, your immediate school closure, your firehouse closing down.
He hopes someday his station will provide more hyper-local coverage, but it all depends on the government.
If this drags on after October 29th, we don't really know what territory we're heading into. I imagine that they would give some form of extension, and I should say that they should.
For now, Randolph and hundreds of other small startup radio stations are still waiting for their chance to get on the air. Catherine Davis, Annenberg Radio News.
Asala Sani Poor contributed to that report.